And talking of the High Sheriff, Norfolk's outgoing High Sheriff will end his year in office with a fundraising 1,500-mile trek across Europe for the county's carers. James Bagg, who's 65, will hand over the High Sheriff role on March the 28th at King's Lynn Town Hall. And he starts his three-month Walking for Norfolk challenge the day after. It begins at his Stradstead home and goes via Weymouth, Mont-Saint-Michel in France and the Pyrenees mountain range before ending at Santiago de Compostela on Spain's west coast. Mr. Bagg wanted to raise money for unpaid carers across Norfolk who range from young children to the elderly and who look after loved ones and go unrecognised. He hopes to raise £60,000, which will be donated to various carers groups by the Norfolk Community Foundation. Mr. Bagg, who focused on Norfolk volunteers for his year as High Sheriff, said, "The volunteers have inspired my decision to embark on this challenge. Unpaid carers are giving their time in a very loving way and are wholly unrecognised. They're on their own. The walk is a huge responsibility on my shoulders. I'm nervous but hugely encouraged by the support so far. I'm determined." He hopes to walk between 15 and 20 miles a day and will blog about his journey.
Scores of streetlights in Cossey could be turned off for good this autumn, prompting community concern. Up to 157 lights out of 226 managed by South Norfolk Council could be decommissioned in Cossey, subject to a consultation which finishes on March 16th. The remaining lights, which will continue to be run by the District Council, are in areas where vulnerable people live, including the elderly, or areas prone to crime, antisocial behaviour, and road traffic collisions. Cossey Town Council has the option of taking on the under-threat lights, which will continue to be paid for by residents' precept payments. Cossey residents have until March the 16th to put forward suggestions of areas where lights are needed. Depending on the outcome of the consultation and Town Council proposals, lights which are not needed would be turned off by autumn.
A stray goat, which evaded capture across the Norwich area for several weeks, has finally been caught. The RSPCA said the animal had been spotted at various locations across the city over the past few months, but every time someone from the charity tried to rescue him, he managed to escape. However, as the cold weather set in towards the end of February, the goat finally gave himself up. Inspector Ben Kirby said he managed to catch the animal in the Sweetbriar Road area of the city on February the 28th. The goat was suffering from overgrown hooves and was at risk of being in further danger as temperatures plummeted across the county. This week, the animal was moved from a veterinary practice to a foster home near Wyndham. So that's all from Don and me. Now it's over to Jane Pratt and Chris Speak for the second part of Chatterbox, when we'll hear from three more guest readers and from a member of our listeners panel, Mark Smith.